Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Thank God it's Friday!
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. It is August 9th, and for many of you, your kids are getting ready to go back to school. Yeah. Hard to believe it, but it's here. Kids here in Southern Nevada are heading back to school next Monday. And the Walmarts are just full of back-to-school shoppers, and it's a feeding frenzy is what it is. 5 years ago today, August 9th, 2014, Michael Brown was gunned down in the streets of Ferguson. And Michael Brown Sr. today, and by the way, we'll get to the Friday song in just a minute. But I want to just get this out there because I'll forget to do this otherwise. Michael Brown Sr. stood before reporters today outside the Buzz Westfall Justice Center in Clayton, Missouri, to demand that St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell reopen the investigation of his son's death. Quote, "I am demanding evidence to be reanalyzed and accountability to follow. As a father, I vowed to protect my children, and on August 9, 2014, that wasn't the case. I could not protect him that day, and it breaks my heart. I will stand and fight until the day I die for justice." Brown said that his son Michael, Mike Brown, was, quote, "murdered in cold blood," unquote, by a coward with a badge. Referring, I'm assuming, to Darren Wilson.
This is a bunch of hogwash.
A grand jury reviewed evidence of the shooting on Canfield Drive for 3 months before declining to indict Darren Wilson. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens there.
Everything is racist.
We're gonna change the atmosphere, because you know what day it is? It is the best day of the week. Here we go, folks.
Oh man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. Friday. You know. Oh, I just love it. I absolutely love it. Oh, that makes me feel so good. It is Friday. You got a big weekend planned? Last night was the first full night of NFL preseason football. As much as I hate preseason anything, or all-star anything, I love the idea that football is back with us. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Anyway, more NFL games tonight, more NFL games tomorrow night. Yeah, we've been to the Hall of Fame. We've done that classic. That was, what, Denver over Atlanta, 14-10, I think. Anyway. Anyway, okay, let's get to the audio sound bites. The president today spoke for over 30 minutes. I mean, when Jim Acosta and members of the fake news media say, well, the president's not accessible to us, he spent over 30 minutes on the lawn of the White House getting ready to board Marine One to head to Andrews Air Force Base. And I'll simply tell you, he was expansive. He is for toughening background checks. He is for red flag laws. He is not for bringing Congress back early, but he is for having Chuck and Nancy and Kevin and anybody else that wants to interact to be a part of this game-changing legislation. He is for gun background checks. That's fine. I think most of us are. What we're not for is making you get gun background checks when you sell something to your brother. Or when you're handing me down a weapon. It just doesn't make sense. Big show today. Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general, will be joining us. We're getting ready for the fifth annual Basque Fry. Also, Rico Aller will join us from Carson Insulation, and we'll find out. In fact, I'll see him at the Basque Fry. He's there every year. And in fact, he's become a part of our broadcast crew, which is very, very cool. Anyway, I want you to hear one of the first ads from any of these Democrat presidential wannabes. You've seen them on the stump. You have seen them. No. Not him. No. Okay. What's his real name? James Harris or something like that? No.
James Harris, which is why, you know, it would make much more sense, you know, for that Harris.
Okay. Okay, now I see what you're doing. Okay, well, that's fine. Anyway, Kamala Harris is out with one of the first TV ads, and it's called the 3 a.m. Agenda. I want you to hear the audio from said commercial. It is running all over the place. Here it is.
She'd work all day, then pour her whole heart into Maya and me when she got home. And then after we were fed and in bed, our mother would sit up trying to figure out how to make it all work. That's something most Americans know all too well. And it's what my 3 a.m. agenda is all about. A real plan to help you solve those worries. The biggest middle class tax cut in a generation. Another $500 in your pocket every month. Paid for by repealing Donald Trump's tax breaks for the top 1% and the richest corporations in America. Healthcare for all, with Medicare for all. And for companies that don't pay women the same as men, new fines on their profits until they do. That's what I'm fighting for. Real relief for families like yours. Not in 20 years, not in 30. Starting my first day as president. Because you waited long enough to get a good night's sleep. I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
This is a bunch of hogwash.
Okay. Well, Kamala Harris is riding a bus throughout the state of Iowa, and was quizzed about her reaction to a lot of different stuff. In fact, here was her reaction to the Trump visit to El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. This is cut number two, Kamala Harris, yesterday on CNN.
Let's talk about the president. He recently visited El Paso. Today there's video surfacing him talking about the size of his crowds. You heard what he said after the news conference with Sherrod Brown and the mayor of Dayton. What should he have even gone to Dayton and El Paso?
I mean, he's just so... His preoccupation with size, I'll leave that for someone else to analyze. But I will say that... this president has used the platform that is given to the office of the president of the United States in a way that has been about trying to divide our country. He has used language that has been born out of hate And he generally shows no evidence of any natural ability to have empathy. And, you know, so, I mean, of course the President of the United States should visit and should be in a place that has experienced such tragedy. But I think that this President doesn't really have the capacity to have empathy. And I just, you know, my heart goes out to not only the families, but also the leaders of those communities who are trying to pull it together and stand strong.
Just squeeze your rage into a bitter little ball and release it at an appropriate time.
Ain't that the truth? Coming up, Kamala Harris wasn't the only presidential wannabe out on the stump. You'll hear from anyone. This one may not make the cut in September in Houston. No word yet on whether Tim Ryan, the congressman from Ohio, even with more profile since the shootings over the weekend, you know, because he's an Ohio congressman, he's been everywhere. Not even sure if he's going to make the Houston debate stage. Don't know. Nah, it's sad. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. No matter where you live or work across the state of Nevada, if you and your family are looking for an extended outdoor experience, then you got to check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Take a quick break. We'll come back. You'll hear from Tim Ryan. He was in Louisville yesterday. I need to pressure Mitch McConnell to bring back Congress, or at least the Senate, and vote on gun control. More on that coming up. Live and Local Now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel certain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me. And I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike. especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
What time is it? It's post time. The White Pine Horse Race is August 16th, 17th, and 18th at the White Pine County Fairgrounds in Nevada. Fair Mutual betting feature races each day. Post time Friday, 3 o'clock. Post time Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock. Average minimum purse, $6,000. More information online at WPHorseRaces.com or Facebook, WP Horse Races. The White Pine County Horse Races, 16th, 17th, and 18th of August in Ely, Nevada. Be there! Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet. Visit our website, nvtalk.com.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido. Yeah.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is Local Now. Good to have you with us. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY, that's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. The president spoke on the lawn at the White House just before jumping on to Marine One, headed out to Joint Base Andrews, and a flight to the Hamptons, going into New York for a pair of fundraisers tonight or this afternoon. And I found it interesting. By the way, Adam Laxalt will join us top of the hour. The media always says, the fake news media says, well, you're not accessible to the media. And the fact is, he did over 30 minutes. We're not going to bring it all to you, but this was the president, courtesy of the Washington Post. This is the president on the lawn, front lawn, or side lawn of the White House. Here it is, at least in part.
We called them on manipulation, and they brought their numbers back, and they brought them back rapidly, and they were able to do that because they manipulate. But that's all. It's called monetary manipulation. Not good. But what happened and what's happening with China now, an open dialogue. We'll see whether or not we keep our meeting in September. If we do, that's fine. If we don't, that's fine. But it's time that somebody does what we're doing. And I said, the American taxpayer is not paying for it. We had a big day in the stock market yesterday, but the American taxpayer is not paying for it. What China's doing is by depressing their currency and by pouring tremendous amounts of money into their system, they're paying for it. The prices have not gone up. So when in some cases, they've gone down because the devaluation plus the money supply, the amount of money that they pour in, which is a form of manipulation, has more than compensated for an increase in price. So as I said, and everybody questioned it, in the case of China, the tariffs have been amazing. We're taking in billions and billions of dollars. Now, China's had their worst year in 35 years now. It was in 26 years, but now it's in 35 years. I want them to do well, but as of this moment, they're having the worst year that they've had in many, many years, in decades. And really, we're just bringing the system back into order. We have all the cards. We're doing well. Our country is doing fantastically well. You look at Europe, they've got problems. In fact, the biggest problem we have is the fact that a lot of other continents, frankly, but a lot of other countries are not doing well. But we're doing great, and we continue to do great. Our companies are poised. They have a lot of cash. Our system is beautiful.
There you have it. The president talking about China. The president talking about China. More coming up from the president a little bit later on. We'll get a chance to hear from him on gun control. And these comments may surprise you. The president talking about increased background checks, red flag laws. He has been in contact with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell. And it looks like when they do come back, they're on 6-week hiatus or recess or summer break or whatever you want to call it. And they're not going to call him back. The president is not for calling back Congress. But I'll let you hear it in his own words coming up in just a bit. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour. Yeah. Coming up top of the hour, Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general, will join us. And we'll be talking a little bit about what we expect, at least, from the 5th annual Basque Fry. I am so excited. I have loved the Basque Fries. And we've gotten to where we broadcast every year from there. And it's always so much fun. And we talk with a lot of really interesting people. By the way, yesterday, I had a lot of correspondence from a lot of folks. With Danny Tarkanian apparently moving to Gardnerville. I'll bet you he'll show up at the Basque Fry somehow, some way. Stick around. More to do. More from the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. It's all coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
Well, what's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. Tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump promising leadership to change gun laws to keep firearms out of the hands of the mentally ill. He says such efforts have happened before.
But there's never been a president like President Trump.
President saying as he was leaving the White House to vacation at his New Jersey resort that when lawmakers return to Capitol Hill, he expects there to be action on measures like increased background checks on firearms.
Leadership is doing a really good job. Mitch McConnell, Kevin, Nancy, I spoke with Nancy Pelosi yesterday. I spoke with Chuck Schumer yesterday. There's a lot of goodwill about this issue.
And the president also playing down concerns about continued missile testing by North Korea, saying he received a nice letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week. And this is USA Radio News.
The Shell Rotella gas truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
It's that time of year again when our children are starting the new school year and the number one priority is their safety. Parents, please advise your children to always walk in groups and know the safest route. Never take shortcuts, and they should always stay away from parks, vacant lots and fields, and other places where there aren't many around. Cross the street in a designated crosswalk and be extra careful in wet weather. Know all the phone numbers to contact family. This back-to-school safety message is brought to you by Big 8 Tire Auto and RV Repair Center, 1820 Altman in Ely. You know, sending your children back to school is both an exciting and scary time. Your child's safety is a priority. If your child walks to school or to a bus stop, make sure you practice that route with them several times. Teach them to stand 3 giant steps or 6 feet back from the curb at bus stops. It's also a good idea to introduce them to friendly adults you know along the way, such as neighbors or store owners. This back-to-school safety message brought to you by the families at the Hideaway Steakhouse and El Aquila Real Mexican Restaurants in Battle Mountain. Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Pardon me. Would you have any gray poupon? Go on.
Ooh, ooh, that's funny.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a green new tone. I'll tax you till you squeal. Gonna change the nation because it's an abomination.
Oh, I just love that. I absolutely love that. This is so much fun. I just absolutely love this. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. No matter where you live across the state of Nevada, this is the guy to talk to about your insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation, ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement, Sam's got it all. Call him right now for a free review of your insurance needs. 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Sam Peters and Peters Family Insurance. I want you to hear from the president. He talked about China. And said that the talks are still on for September. So we got a little piece of news there. Whether he goes through with it remains to be seen. But he also talked about gun control and the NRA. And he was asked by the gaggle on the lawn of the White House just ahead of jumping onto Marine One. He was asked whether he would get involved with the NRA and the whole gun control issue. Listen to this.
I don't think I'll be there. I have a great relationship with the NRA. They supported me very early, and that's been a great... Justice Gorsuch, and they feel very strongly about the Second Amendment. The NRA's made a great decision in supporting me. Nobody else would have won. aside from everything else. I have a very good relationship. I'll change it. I have a great relationship with the NRA. I have a lot of respect for the people at the NRA, and I have already spoken to them on numerous occasions. And frankly, we need intelligent background checks, okay? This isn't a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat. I will tell you, I spoke to Mitch McConnell yesterday. He's totally on board. He said, I've been waiting for your call. He is totally on board. I spoke to senators that in some cases, people, friends of mine, but pretty hardline senators. Hardline, and when I say that in a positive way. Hardline on the Second Amendment. They understand. We don't want insane people, mentally ill people, bad people, dangerous people. We don't want guns in the hands of the wrong people. I think that the Republicans are going to be great and lead the charge along with the Democrats. I spoke yesterday to Nancy Pelosi. We had a great talk. I spoke to Chuck Schumer. We had a great talk. And Chuck Schumer in particular loves my China policy, as you probably know. I said, I can't believe it. You actually like something that I'm doing. He said, not like, love. So Chuck Schumer is, he's great on the China situation, which we are winning and winning big. And China wants to do something, but I'm not ready to do anything yet. 25 years of abuse, I'm not ready so fast. So we'll see how that works out. But on background checks, we have tremendous support for really common sense, sensible, important background check. Yeah, go ahead.
Again, the president on the lawn of the White House here on Live and Local Now, recorded just about an hour ago.
I don't think I'm different, but I think the Senate is different. I think other people in the House are different. I think that people that maybe had their arm up couple of years ago, maybe they feel differently. I don't think I feel any differently. I think with a lot of success that we have, I think I have a greater influence now over the Senate and over the House. I think we can get something really good done. I think we can have some really meaningful background checks. We don't want people that are mentally ill, people that are sick. We don't want them having guns. Who does? Well, we'll see where the NRA will be. But we have to have meaningful background checks. You know, in the case of, in both cases, it's possible they wouldn't have been caught. But in the one case, we also have to talk about age. Because he did things that were very, very bad in Ohio, in Dayton. He did some things that were really bad. His school knew about it. When he turned 18, everything was exposed. We're going to have to get rid of that. Because you can't have that barrier. If they would have had that barrier, they would have been able to see. But because he was a minor, it was a bunch. We're going to have to get rid of that barrier. I think a lot of really meaningful things on background checks take place, including red flags, including a lot of other very, very important items. And the Republicans are looking at it very seriously. I really believe that the NRA, I've spoken to them numerous times, they're really good people. They're great patriots. They love our country. They love our country so much. And frankly, I really think they're going to get there also.
When you talked to Wayne LaPierre, you talked to him several times. He warned you that background checks could cost you politically. And did you say to him, forget politics, we have to do something now?
I had a good talk with Wayne, and I like Wayne. And, you know, as you know, they supported me very early. Far earlier than anybody thought possible, especially me not being a politician. And that court has paid off. We now have two Supreme Court justices that are phenomenal, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. And, I mean, they're phenomenal people. And they're big believers in the Second Amendment, which Wayne is also, and which I am. I mean, there's been no president that feels more strongly about the Second Amendment than I do. However, we need meaningful background checks so that sick people don't get guns. I think in the end, Wayne and the NRA will either be there or maybe we'll get a little bit more neutral. and that would be okay too. But look, look, the NRA has over the years taken a very, very tough stance on everything. I understand it. You know, it's a slippery slope. They think you approve one thing and that leads to a lot of bad things. I don't agree with that. I think we can do meaningful, very meaningful background checks. I want to see it happen. So I've got a lot of support. And I also have the support of other people on the other side. And I think the Democrats and Republicans have a chance to really come together.
Again, the president on the lawn of the White House preparing to leave for Andrews Air Force Base, talking gun control. Here it is.
Because you have to go in. You can't let anybody know. Otherwise, when you get there, nobody will care. But a big factor is to let people outside of the country that want to come in legally and illegally into our country, where they come in caravans, where they surge the border, which, by the way, we have the numbers way down right now, if you see, because Mexico has done a fantastic job. Mexico has 20,000 soldiers right now on the border. They have been fantastic because of tariffs, but I don't care what it's because Mexico, in fact, I'll be calling the president at a certain point. I just hope they keep it up, because if the Democrats would change the laws, which I was thinking about putting together, as you know, with the gun situation. So we have immigration and we have, let's say, some of the things we're talking about right now, you have them together. But I want people to know that if they come into the United States illegally, they're getting out. They're going to be brought out. And this serves as a very good deterrent. If people come into our country illegally, they're going out. They're not coming in illegally and staying. We have bad laws. They may get in, although we're being very tough, but they may get in. But it doesn't matter because they're going out. And when people see what they saw yesterday, and like they will see for a long time, they know that they're not staying here.
All right. I'll tell you what, too, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get you back to the president on the lawn of the White House before departing this morning for Andrews Air Force Base. We'll do that and more coming up as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its book and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone call. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, and we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNR-FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageous high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
I just love it. Kevin, with you, it's live and local now. You know, for years, I've been telling you how I love the great, smooth taste of real water, and I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. In fact, yesterday was my delivery day. It was so cool. Andre delivered, and he was absolutely wonderful. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. You'll be amazed. Now, to learn, just go to my website. Go to kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. Click on the real water icon at the top right of the page, and you'll be in. And by the way, they will deliver real water concentrate directly to your door. Now you can get real water anytime, any place, on the go. Check it out. And again, my website, kevinwallradio.com. Back to the White House we go. The president just less than an hour ago talking with a gaggle of media just ahead of boarding Marine One. He is headed to the Hamptons for a pair of fundraisers later today. This was the president again just about an hour and a half ago.
I think they really like, you know, it's really amazing because African-American unemployment just came out very recently. The lowest in history. It's the best numbers in history. African-American employment and Hispanic and Asian, too, have more people working today than ever worked in the history of our country. Plus, the criminal justice which President Obama could not get approved, which the media never talks about. If President Obama got criminal justice reform done, it would be front page stories all over the place. I got it done. I think that African Americans appreciate it. So I got that. I have the unemployment numbers. I have the best employment numbers for a lot of people, but for African Americans, number one that we've ever had. One other thing we did. Aside from criminal justice reform, Opportunity Zones, and they are doing unbelievably well. And you'll see that, and you've already seen it. But Opportunity Zones, and the biggest beneficiary there is African
Americans. You plan to invite your Ukrainian counterpart, Vladimir Zelensky, to the White House. And what would be your advice for him?
Who are you talking about?
The president of Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky. Yeah. To invite him to the White House, and what would be your advice for him on how to communicate with Vladimir Putin to
stop the conflict in eastern Ukraine.
I think he's going to make a deal with President Putin, and he will be invited to the White House, and we look forward to seeing him. He's already been invited to the White House, and he wants to come. I think he will. He's a very reasonable guy. He wants to see peace in Ukraine, and I think he will be coming very soon.
There you have it. The President of the United States, the gaggle, to any of the White House press corps says he's not accessible. Oh, they don't have a daily press briefing. Oh, boo. I could care less. I promised I'd let you hear from Tim Ryan. Tim Ryan's a congressman from Ohio. He went with Anderson Cooper last night. He was in Louisville. Now, you say Louisville, that's Kentucky. That's a red state. But he was there trying to pressure Mitch McConnell to enact stringent gun control. Let's go to the audio sound bites. Let's cut seven. Tim Ryan, the presidential wannabe in Louisville.
So you made your road trip down to Kentucky hoping to put pressure on Senator McConnell. He now says he's open to considering red flag laws and increased background checks. Are you encouraged by that or still skeptical?
Well, again, these guys try to slow walk things. So they throw a little shiny object up. And I think they know I'm talking to you, Anderson. But they put these shiny objects up and they get everybody distracted on them. And so that takes the focus off the real thing. And they hope to slow walk it until the news cycle changes. And that's what we cannot let happen this time. We've got to keep the focus on it. So if you want to have an honest conversation about red flags, I think that's an important step that we can all take in a bipartisan way. But we've got to go further than that. We've got to get the background check bill and close that Charleston loophole.
So in terms of an assault weapons, a large capacity ban, there seems to be really no appetite among most congressional Republicans for those steps. Do you have any reason to believe that might change?
No, I don't think so. I mean, again, we've got to slowly build this pressure up. And I think rallies like this happening all over the country from Group Moms Demand Action, they're pulling in Republicans, they're pulling in sportsmen around the country. And I think that it's starting to build, Anderson. People ask, why is this different? I think it started to accumulate. And then what happened last week, when people went to bed on Saturday night, heartbroken about El Paso, went to sleep and woke up and their phone alert were telling them about Dayton, Ohio. I think that has lit a fire in the United States for something to actually get done. So the pressure's coming from the bottom up. I hope these Republicans don't think it's like it used to be, because it's not. You can feel it on the ground.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another.
Shut up!
Okay, the last word in this hour is going to go to Jerry Nadler. Cut six. By any other name, he is heading up an impeachment inquiry. Here's Jerry Nadler last night on CNN with Aaron Burnett.
I think it's important not to get hung up on semantics. The fact is, we are doing an investigation. We are investigating the facts. We are investigating the evidence. We're going into court to get witnesses, all with a view toward deciding and recommending to the House whether to impeach the president. We have the power to vote articles of impeachment, and we are investigating now to get the evidence to decide whether to do so.
So are you waiting on anything from the House Speaker? Because obviously, publicly, you're not waiting.
We're not waiting on anything from the House Speaker. The House Speaker has been very cooperative. We could not have filed the lawsuits without her. The House Counsel filed the lawsuits. The House
Counsel, she's not publicly saying it, but you're saying, but she is there.
She is cooperating with the committee's investigation. The committee has gone into court to force Don McGahn to testify. Don McGahn is the key fact witness who mentioned five times
in the Mueller report.
Mentioned 500 times in the Mueller report, but he testified essentially to Mueller that he witnessed at least 10 instances of criminal obstruction of justice by the president. Mm-hmm. And so he is now, the Mueller report is a summary of evidence. We want to get the direct evidence. We want his testimony as to those criminal obstructions of justice by the president. But we also want testimony from other people about other violations of law, about the, you know, the Mueller, the hearing that we had gave the lie to three things that the president and the attorney general were saying. They were saying that the Mueller report exonerated the president, that it showed no collusion, that it proved no collusion and no obstruction. To the contrary, all of those three statements are false. The report did not exonerate the president. The report shows considerable evidence of collusion.
It didn't establish to a criminal level of conspiracy,
but it did more than that. It showed that the Russian government tried to subvert the election to help Trump, that the Trump campaign knew about it.
And welcomed it.
And welcomed it and cooperated in many ways with it, and that the president then lied to, and others then lied to investigators.
So what a lot of people say, okay, you say let's not get wrapped up in words, but words can matter when they apply to what information you can get and how the American people see it, right? So I'm trying to understand, because a lot of Democrats, they don't want to be forced to vote for an impeachment inquiry, but they presumably would be willing to vote for impeachment itself if you presented them with the evidence.
There's no such thing. The committee has initiated an investigation into the question, into the various malfeasances.
So in your mind, you're saying this is exactly the same as what we all call formal impeachment proceedings by another name?
This is formal impeachment proceedings. We are investigating the evidence, we're gathering the evidence, and we will at the conclusion of this, hopefully by the end of the year, vote articles of impeachment to the House floor, or we won't. That's a decision that we'll have to make. But that's exactly the process we're in right now.
Okay, there you have it. Jerry Nadler, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, he says that they're already formal inquiries on impeachment of the President of the United States. Even when you don't hear from them, there's stuff going on behind the scenes. Coming up, the former Attorney General Adam Laxalt will join us. We'll preview the 5th annual Basque Fry, and we'll talk about what's going on in his world. We'll do that more coming up. It's live and local now.